Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, State Senate District 6 candidate Mark Hutchison will be here. Plus, we'll have the first of a two-part battle between Ryan Irwin and Dan Harn. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Mark Hutchison. He is a Senate District 6 candidate on the Republican side. Pleasure to have you on the program. A couple of things before we get to the interview here. I want to point out that, first of all, we invited your Democratic opponent to be on the show, not only to debate you, but also to be a guest on the program. Out of numerous emails and phone calls, we got one phone call back that never realized into anything. And so you are the one that's going to be here, and there will be no empty chair for this debate. Also want to point out that your law firm has been a sponsor of Nevada Newsmakers, and we're proud to have you as such.
Well, thanks for having me here, Sam. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Pleasure. Let's start out with, first of all, the makeup of your district.
Right.
How is it Republicans versus Democrats?
It's about, I think last time I checked, about maybe a 3 or 4% advantage in terms of voter registration for Democrats. But there is a very large nonpartisan independent feature to our district. I think it's about 20%. You know, those figures shift as there's voter registration that's moving, but it's about 20%. So it's pretty close in terms of the registration for Republicans and Democrats, but the independents are a very large chunk of our district.
What are you hearing as you're knocking on people's doors? What are they saying to you?
They're saying two things. One is we've got to get education and the economy turned around. We are on the wrong side of the spectrum on both ends. We're 50th in education. We're first in unemployment. That's by far, Sam, what's on their minds. I'll tell you something else that's on their minds. They are really tired of the partisanship bickering, and they really, and I think it filters down from the national level down to the state level. They just want to have people go to Carson City or go to Washington, D.C. and be problem solvers. We had a lot of problems. Let's solve the problems.
Now, you talk about education. Are they specific about what they want to see done with education? I know your stand, and we'll get to that in a moment, but what are they saying to you?
They're very disappointed that Nevada is ranked 50th out of 50 states, and they're very concerned with their grandkids or with their children going to those schools. And so I think their perception is, we just don't have a good school system, and why is it so bad. We need to fix it.
Do they come up with any solutions?
Well, they really like the idea of parents being involved in the education of their children, which dovetails into something that I'm very passionate about, and that is ensuring that parents have the right to choose the right school for their own children and being involved in that process as much as possible. They would like to be involved in the decisions about their schools. They want to have more interactions, I think, with principals and with teachers. And, of course, we both know that that's one of the keys to success in education. So I think they want even more of that.
Okay. Now, is that district fairly affluent? Because in a lot of cases, parents really don't have the opportunity when there's two parents working,
right,
sometimes two jobs apiece, to be able to interact with the kids. How is that district makeup?
It's very divergent. There are those who have professional jobs. There are those who have blue-collar jobs. There are people who are retired. You know, Sun City is a big part of the district. And so I hear concerns about grandchildren up in the Sun City area. But there are people who are good blue-collar workers, the kind of family that I came from, who don't have quite as much time maybe as they would like to have, be able to meet with teachers and meet with their parents. And therefore, what they want is to be able to go to good schools and to be able to have that choice. That really is a very appealing thing to everybody, to be able to go to the schools that they want to choose to go to.
Now, are you talking charter school specifically? Do you want to see vouchers for people to be able to go to that?
So I'm talking about one of the great innovations recently has been these career and technical academies. Those are just, Sam, you probably know about those. Those are just great. There's some concentrations with educational focus in medicine or in auto mechanics or in the law or whatever. And parents and students love those options. The problem is we've got waiting lines for those. So one of the things that I've heard is that they've applied numerous times and have not been able to get into those career and technical academies. So I would like to shift more of our resources over to those kind of schools. I think charter schools are a good part of the solution. I think that the virtual high school that we have, I went and toured the facility down through the PBS stations, and I thought that was a wonderful opportunity. So just more and more of those choices that are available, the better.
Dwight Jones, the school superintendent, penned an op-ed in the Las Vegas Review-Journal several months ago where he basically said we're failing.
Yeah.
And he wanted to do something to turn that around. Do you have any faith in his ability to turn around the Clark County School District?
I do. As a matter of fact, I think I have an appointment with Mr. Jones next week or the week after. I've set up a time to talk with him. And the thing I like about his plan is he really has a plan to put the resources where they need to go, but also to hold people accountable. So let's give the principals the resources that they need, be able to let them see the standards that they're expected to perform under, and then give him the tools with the teachers and with the programs within his own school system or her school system within a school itself and to accomplish those goals. And then if they don't, to hold them accountable. If they do, to also hold them accountable for having achieved those goals.
Do you think the school district is too big? It's the fifth largest in the United States. Should it be broken up into separate pieces?
You know, in general, I am in favor of sort of a Jeffersonian approach to government. The government closest to the people governs best. And, you know, schools can be much more responsive when parents are more involved. And some people have argued that if you break up a school system and it makes it smaller, it's more responsive to the parents. The challenge that you have is, you know, the allocation of those resources. We got to make sure that everybody in Clark County receives a great education. That really is our obligation. It's the number one thing we've got to do as a state is educate our children. If breaking up the school system meant that other children who were not in affluent areas couldn't receive that kind of education, I'd be against it. If there's a way that we could assure that there's a proper allocation of resources and all the students in Clark County got an opportunity, then I'd certainly consider it.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mark Hutchison when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
When to delivering energy. A lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mark Hutchison. He is running for Senate District 6. He also represented Nevada against Obamacare and also represented the Republicans for redistricting. On your website, you talk about state employees' pay versus regular employees. And I want to bring up what I think is an interesting conundrum here, which is that we can certainly look, not necessarily on a state level, but certainly on a county and city level, that public employees are being paid at a much better rate than the general public is.
Right.
But the question I have for you is, how do we make this work? Because do we want to take citizens who are making a decent living wage and bring them down?
Right.
Or do we want to take the regular folks who have suffered over these last few years with no pay raises, 401ks are a disaster, private pensions gone? Do we not want to figure out how to raise them up and maybe find some kind of middle ground? How do we do that?
Well, your question poses, I think, the issue, which is, do we grow or do we not grow? We have to grow. And so we've got to bring all Nevadans up in terms of their opportunities for jobs, for economic opportunities that have been so dashed by this recession. And so I'm in favor of growth and pro-growth opportunities for everybody. I think that our public employees are wonderful, valiant members of society, husbands and fathers, great contributors to our community. My brother is a retired police officer with Metro, and I've got lots of friends who are wonderful public employees, teachers, and so I would like to really see everybody have an opportunity to make a good living. I think we ought to pay our public officials a good, healthy wage. We just need to make sure that it's sustainable and fair, and we don't ask the taxpayers to be overtaxed in order to sustain some certain level that the people may think that they've got to have in terms of income and benefits. We just got to look at it and make sure that it's fair. So I would like to take a look at that. And the solution, though, is growth, getting back to job growth, getting back to increasing our economic opportunities.
Now, you talk about diversifying the economy. The governor is over in the Far East right now in China,
right,
working on that project as we speak. But if you really look at it, the only politician that appears to have brought back any kind of major project to Nevada will be Harry Reid and the ENM project that is potentially on its way near Laughlin. What are your thoughts in terms of diversification?
Well, you've got some good starts. You've got the Apple that
right,
we've heard so much about up in northern Nevada. The governor did a great job with that. I think that's exactly which way he wants to head and that we want to head in helping diversify our economy. And now, Sam, we don't compete with California like we used to. We're competing with Texas, with Utah, with Arizona. So we've got to have a very business-friendly environment. We've got to have a reasonable tax policy, a reasonable regulation. We've got to improve our schools. That's why it's so important that we improve our schools. We bring ourselves up out of that bottom category to where we have a good opportunity for our children to have a great education. And that's going to increase job opportunities. But I do think that we're heading in the right direction with the way the governor has begun to lead us. And I think we're going to have more and more opportunities in the future.
What do you think about the margins tax?
I think that would just be a killer for business. I've talked with so many business owners who've said, look, the challenge with the margin tax is it doesn't even matter if you're making a profit or not. You could be losing money and you're still taxed on your revenues above $1 million. You could be losing $1 million a year and you're still taxed. And the last thing we need to do is begin to place that kind of a burden on businesses. I would be much more interested in having a broad-based tax policy that really promotes job opportunities, promotes economic growth.
Can you be more specific about that?
Well, I think that we have to have absolute predictability.
one of the things that is causing job creators to not create jobs or to really kind of sit on their wallets or sit on their cash and just sort of just hold everything in is just the unpredictability of where we are. You know, Sam, just from a national standpoint and to a certain extent from a state standpoint, what's going to happen after the first of the year? Nobody knows. One of the challenges is, you know, with the health care legislation that now is in place, just how that's going to impact businesses. One of the biggest things that, that causes businesses to no longer grow is uncertainty. And the best thing we can do as state officials or federal officials is give business predictability. Tell them what their tax obligation is going to be. Tell them what the regulatory obligation is going to be and try to keep that as reasonable as possible.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things from Obamacare, I got my insurance premiums for health insurance for next year and it decreased by 4.5%.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. So
that is.
It'll be interesting to see how other parts of this thing play out.
Yeah. And we and anything that can help put more money in the pockets of Nevadans and Americans is going to help with job creation. There are others who see their premiums increase. And so I think we've got to give that a little bit of time, but I hope that we can get together in a bipartisan manner at a national level, fix some of the challenges. You know, it's the law of the land now, but I'd like to see whatever we need to do to spur job growth and economic development.
Do you have any confidence in the economy right now in Nevada, especially in southern Nevada?
I have confidence in the economy. I've lived here my entire life, Sam, and I've always seen Nevadans come back strong. I think that the governor's got us going in the right direction. We're starting to see signs of life in the economy. But one of the things we've got to do, we've got to be smart with our tax policies, with our regulatory policies to encourage that job growth. We've got to be smart, and we can do a lot of smart things up in Carson City if we want to.
And that's where we got to leave it. Well, we'll be interesting to see whether you make it to Carson City. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates opportunities. Since 1860, mining has evolved into a cleaner, safer industry. Mining is millions of dollars in environmental protection and wildlife conservation, reclaiming the land for recreation, like fishing, camping, and hiking. Mining is research and education at the University of Nevada, where careers are born. Visit our website and learn more.
Been called the best concert ever. It's the 25th anniversary Rock and Roll Hall of Fame concert. Featuring classic performances by the biggest names in rock and roll together on one stage. On Blu-ray and DVD for just $39.99. And if you call in the next 10 minutes, we'll ship it for free. Don't miss out. Call now.
Call 1-800-592-1372 to order the 25th Anniversary Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Concerts on 3 DVDs for $39.99 and receive free shipping and handling when you call in the next 10 minutes with your credit card.
Tronics Country says you're approved, guaranteed.
I wanted a new computer, but I couldn't get financed.
If you have an active checking account and can afford low, flexible payments, you're already approved, guaranteed. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down.
Tronics Country approved me quickly.
I got instant approval, and it was easy.
And with your paid order, we'll add a free color printer, free MP3 music player, and free LCD TV. Call now and tell us where you want your brand new computer and free gift shipped today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, going to hold them over for a couple of shows here because we got plenty to talk about. Ryan Irwin is here with Red Rock Strategies and Dan Hart and Associates. Dan Hart representing Dan Hart and Associates. Pleasure to have you both here.
Happy to
so
be here.
Obviously, everybody in the country is aware of Governor Romney's comments about half the people in this country. And David Brooks, who is the Republican writer for the New York Times, the columnist, he said Romney's comments reveal that he's lost any sense of the social compact. In 1987, during Ronald Reagan's second term, 62% of Republicans believed that the government has a responsibility to help those who can't help themselves. And now, according to the Pew Research Center, only 40% of Republicans believe that. Is that a fair statement?
Well, first, I think everybody, including Governor Romney, acknowledged that he probably could have made his point in a far better way. It was not the most eloquent of ways to say that.
And what was his point?
The point is we have two very different philosophies for government. You have a president that wants more people on government assistance, that believes that the answer to all of our problems are to grow government and raise taxes to do it. You have Governor Romney that believes that the reason that America is the envy of the world is because we admire success. It's because people want to invest. They want to have a job. They want to do things on their own. They don't just want a government check. No one that I can find believes that there's not a role for government in helping people help themselves. What we don't want is a long-term dependency on government. The Obama administration has made it more difficult for people to get off of government assistance. It's made it easier to bring more people on. What we really need to be doing is give people a hand up, not a hand out.
All right. And if I don't say anything more for the next 4 minutes, I'm fine with this. Go ahead, Dan.
Well, I have a lot of respect for Ryan, but I think he's misrepresented some of the facts. I think that this is a huge problem for Romney. I think it plays into the narrative about him being disconnected from the average guy. It just reinforces that. I think that there are, I think it not only was it inartful, but I think it underlines some of the fundamental problems he has in relation to the American people. I think that if you're running for president, you should be running for to represent everybody in America, and he clearly suggested otherwise. Politically, it's a very big problem. It's a very big problem for him. It's a big problem for the campaign. I think in Mr. Brooks' column, the last paragraph of that asks about when the incompetence is going to end. And that's the fundamental problem for Mitt Romney. How does he deal with this? And then after this is leaked, he goes out and he has a press conference at 10:30 at night. He takes three questions and he walks away. I just think the campaign needs to get a hold of itself, and I don't think they're doing the candidate very much of a service here. But I also think that people are becoming more and more aware of who Mitt Romney is and what actually he does think about them and about the political process. And it's not to his benefit.
To the right corner.
Well, everything we've just talked about here is political. It's all about getting reelected, which is Barack Obama's number one priority. He's far more concerned about his job than he has jobs for Americans. This is a fundamental philosophy difference between these two candidates. And whether it plays out politically or not, we'll find out on election day.
Okay, I'm going to hold you. Right. Do you really think he doesn't care about jobs for Americans?
I think he believes that growing government is the answer to having more jobs. He wants more people in government jobs and more people on government assistance.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where did he ever say that?
Well, he believes in redistribution. He's on video saying he believes that there is a role for government.
15 years ago.
He hasn't disputed it. That he believes that government should, not only did you not build it, you can't even have it. He believes that government should take more from small business owners, from families, more from Americans, and give it to more people. You take away the incentive to risk your capital, to risk your time and your investment by giving that to the government, trusting the government to redistribute it.
He thinks middle-class people should pay more in taxes,
Wealthy
people, well, it's the same place you got your facts. The wealthy people should pay less, and that middle class we should
everybody should pay less.
Every taxpayer
should pay less. I mean the goal here is that everyone should participate in the process, and by doing that, you can incentivize people to reinvest to create jobs.
So let me ask you this: if everybody's going to take part in the process, and I'm saying this to both of you, then the reality is that something like Simpson-Bowles has to take place where we all are involved. Unlike these two wars that we have not had to be involved in, everybody has to be involved. In World War II and the Vietnam War, everybody was involved. In fact, in World War II, to the extent of war bonds to help pay for the war. We are going to have to give up something, every single person in this country, are we not, for us to survive financially? I'll start with you, Ryan.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we have to start with the understanding that government can't be all things to all people. We have to have a government that is very good at a few things, not halfway at a lot of things. And candidly, that's happened because we've lacked courage from Republicans and Democrats. This isn't a partisan problem. It's an enormous government problem without the courage to slow it down in an appropriate fashion. And so you start with that, and then you start looking at tax rates. Nobody disputes the fact that there are people making a ton of money that are paying a disproportionately low percentage of that income. That needs to be fixed. Governor Romney's acknowledged that. In fact, I can't find anybody that hasn't acknowledged that. What we can't do is punish the middle class. What we can't do is punish the small business owners, the people who are right on that cusp, that it maybe on paper looks like they're making a lot of money, but what they're really doing is investing in jobs.
Okay,
we have to be smarter about our tax rate.
Okay, we've got about 20 seconds for you to respond, and then we can come back.
Well, I think that you bring up Simpson Bowles, and I do think that spreads the pain, and I do think that something like that is something we need to look at as a solution to the problem, to the deficit problem. There's no question it has to be a broader solution. The sequestration idea is probably not the
it's not going to happen.
No.
It's not going to happen. You would have 535 new people in Congress if that would happen.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, Sam. I hope you're right.
I have no doubt. I'll even put money on it. Maybe not American money, but I'll put money on it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. These guys will be back with us on the next broadcast.
The new AARP voter guide is out with facts you need on Medicare. Fact: Barack Obama will protect your guaranteed benefits and will not allow Medicare to become a voucher program. Fact: Mitt Romney would take away Medicare's guaranteed benefits and instead give future retirees premium support or vouchers. AARP opposes that plan, and nonpartisan analysts say it could raise seniors' costs up to $6,400 a year. Get the facts.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Don't miss the JM Furniture Floor Sample Sale. Save 10 to 50% on all floor samples at both our locations. Only at JM Furniture.
Cable provider got you steamed? Frustrated with empty promises and poor customer service? Switch to Frontier. Now with new, faster internet speeds up to 25 meg. Call today and get faster internet, Dish TV, and digital phone for just $84.99 a month for 12 months. Including over 200 all-digital channels and a free wireless router to Wi-Fi your home so everyone can stream videos, watch movies, play games, and more on all your connected devices. For a limited time, get a free whole home HD DVR that lets you watch your shows on your schedule. The action-packed Dish Multi-Sport Pack. Free HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars for 3 months and free installation. Don't let cable get you steamed. Call Frontier. Get everything you need for one simple price, just $84.99 a month for 12 months, along with tons of free extras and incredible value, all backed by live 24/7 tech support. Call 1-888-361-3275 and find a package that's right for you.
Attention mothers and fathers of children with birth defects. The antidepressant drug Zoloft has been linked to heart, brain, and spine damage and many other horrible birth defects in newborns.
I'm attorney Bob Goldwater. If this has happened to you or a loved one, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you took Zoloft while you were pregnant and your child was born with a birth defect,
call 1-800-861-2641. That's 1-800-861-2641.
Get the news you need on the go with the My News 4 app. Get breaking news, watch our latest videos, your up-to-the-minute weather forecast, and more. Download the My News 4 app, available on the iPhone App Store and Google Play. MyNews4.com and News 4 daily email still free.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, Senator Dean Heller will be here.